Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the Vegas Golden Knights, when does the regular season start already? I mean, I love the preseason, but we're ready for the real season, and we have Derek England on the phone.
Yeah. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Preseason's been treating you pretty well, huh?
Yeah, I can't complain. It's gone well so far.
You know, I grew up in Philly, so I had the Flyers around me, and boo hiss. You guys are going to take them down on opening night, by the way, on the 4th, okay? That's not even a question. But I never paid attention to preseason hockey, so you guys are doing... Things are great right now. Is that a good indication, obviously, of how the season's going to be, or do you guys take preseason games with a grain of salt?
You try to sharpen up your game after a summer, and, you know, new guys are coming in and getting used to the systems and stuff, but I think guys have come in and fit in really well.
How are the new guys doing? Are they getting into the swing of things? The patch guy, what's his name?
Max.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing?
they're doing great. They did last year at the expansion draft. They brought in guys with character, and the guys they brought in this year are fit that build 100%.
Last year, obviously, the first season, everyone was new. Now we are year number two, new season. New guys coming in, do you guys do any kind of initiation to the new players that come in?
No, nothing like that. We just try to get them acclimated to here in Vegas, and so far, so good.
Now, we wanted to talk to you also to touch base on something really cool that you're doing, and I love that you were ahead of the game on this, and you just launched the Vegas Born Heroes Foundation, which it's a charity to recognize community members who benefit Las Vegas. How did you decide to get this started?
Well, last year we did the Vegas Strong after October 1st and honored, you know, first responders and victims and stuff like that. And this year we kind of wanted to branch off a little bit and honor the local heroes all over Vegas, the people that, make this community so great.
Now, how do people get involved with that? What do they do? You go around, collect donations? How do we become a part of this?
Yeah, we're starting off kind of small this year so far. And, we've had great response so far. And we want to grow it slowly and see how everything goes. But for now, we just want, people to nominate those heroes around Vegas. And we're going to honor them at the game so far and have, a jersey, a little swag bag, and recognize them at the games.
Can we nominate you? I mean, a second. we love everything you have done for this community, and we adore you. I do want to go back to some of the new players that are coming in this season. If a player came in and their entire career was number 5, and they came up to you and said, "Hey, Derek, man, I'm so happy to be on the team, but can I have your number?" Would you give up your number to a new player?
I think that all depends on how long they've been around, and kind of that, I guess you can say, ranking thing. If they got a lot more games played, then I would talk to them about it and see. But we haven't come across that bridge yet, so.
The correct answer is no. You don't do it. You don't give up your number. That is your number.
I don't plan on it. So hopefully that doesn't come up.
Are you finding this season that there's a lot of pressure on you guys to do what you did last season? I saw in the sports book that you guys have the best odds to win the cup, and I'm not going to even throw that out there at this point. It's way too early, but do you guys feel any pressure?
I don't know if as much pressure as, I think last year we set the bar pretty high, but I think guys, after how last year finished in the finals, that we have some unfinished business, and we want to take care of that.
I love that. That's the motto, unfinished business. I love that.
Yeah, I love when you guys come out and that John Wick music plays. If hockey were baseball and you had your own Derek England music that played when you specifically came out, what would your walk-up song be?
God, I have no idea. That might take some time to think about. I'm not too sure.
I'm trying to think of, like, what's a good Derek song?
Like, yeah. Well, there's like Derek and the Dominoes. Isn't that a band?
Oh,
a
God. Let's go a little older.
Sorry.
Jesse. Well, we know that you have, you guys just have this love for the community. We're so happy to have you back on the show. Before we let you go, do you mind if we do a quick round of rapid fire with you?
Sure.
Okay. Ready. Have you ever seen a UFO?
No.
What show are you binge watching right now?
Oh, I just started the last season of Blacklist for the Plains.
Do you make your bed every day?
Nope.
What is your dream car?
I like mine right now. I got a Maserati.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. Look at you.
What is your favorite ride at Disneyland?
I've never been.
What? Oh, nope. Now we definitely need to win the cup so you can go to Disneyland.
Listen, we are going to be we're broadcasting live there in November. Please come with us. We'll ride the rides together.
I think I might be quite busy then.
Oh, true.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And what was your first concert?
My first concert. That's a long time ago. Maybe Shania Twain.
Oh, okay. JC's was Derek and the Dominoes. We love you so much, Derek. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Bye.
Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.